Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A proposal moving through the Minnesota House calls for the legalization of psilocybin, often derived from psychedelic mushrooms, for therapeutical use. Army veteran Stephen Egan served 5 deployments, suffering physical and mental trauma and attempted suicide.
Unlike many of my brothers and sisters in arms, I was provided with the opportunity to use psilocybin in a therapeutic manner, albeit from the illicit market, but therapeutic nonetheless. Without that access, I wouldn't be here. Those brain lesions healed, brain cells reconnected, and I could function.
Numerous veterans testified in support of the bill. No one spoke out against it. It now heads to the House Commerce, Finance, and Policy Committee. A bill introduced in the Minnesota Senate would legalize sports betting in the state. Senator Nick Frentz of North Mankato says prediction markets are now legal and going on in all 50 states.
There is a significant amount of betting on sports going on in Minnesota right now, but it is unregulated. It is untaxed. It's not providing any help for us as a state. It's just some companies that are doing business here.
His bill would allow sports betting at the casinos and tracks and on mobile devices. The co-sponsors are Republican Senators Jeremy Miller of Winona, Julia Coleman from Waconia, and Eric Pratt of Prior Lake. The Minnesota Department of Health is reporting an increase in the number of uninsured people in the state. Data from the latest Minnesota Health Access Survey shows the uninsured rate increased from 3.8% in 2023 to 5.8% last year. That means about 116,000 more Minnesotans do not have health insurance. Officials say the rate could rise even higher after Congress failed to renew Affordable Care Act premium subsidies. Around 500 people are expected at the Homeless Day on the Hill today at the state capitol. Matt Trainer of the Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless says this event is a statewide call for action.
The largest day of advocacy exclusively dedicated to ending homelessness. It's an opportunity to meet in community with other folks trying to advocate to end homelessness. We schedule lawmaker visits for everybody.
Trainer says they are seeking $40 million in state funding for supportive housing programs across Minnesota. And Philip Gustafson stopped all 25 shots in the Minnesota Wild's 5-0 win over the Utah Mammoth last night in St. Paul. Kirill Kaprizov, Matt Boldy, Bobby Brink, Danila Yurov, and Ryan Hartman scored for Minnesota. Minnesota native Brink lit the lamp for the first time in a Wild sweater. The Flyers visit Grand Casino Arena tomorrow night. This is MNN.